Hello, Patrick Moore here.
Robin Williams here in Sydney.
Hello, Robin.
Congratulations. 50
Thank
years.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely wonderful. How was the party?
Almost every important astronomer in the country was there, I think. Very few people couldn't come, so it was a real galaxy of astronomers.
Excellent. And you've been doing the programme now for 50 years.
50 years. I did the first one on the 24th of April, 1957, and we haven't missed a month since.
What did you do on that first programme? Can you remember?
I do indeed. We were greeted by a comet, Comet Allen-Romeu, the brightest for some time, a bright naked eye comet, and that ushered us in. And also we had an eclipse of the moon, so we had two things to bring us into our first programme.
Patrick Moore, I remember when you saw for the first time, live on air, the backside of the moon, and I remember you bursting into tears.
I remember that so well, because as you know, there's part of the moon that's always turned away from us, and which therefore we can never see. But I've been mapping the edges of the moon, but they've foreshortened, and the Russians had sent over for my maps. And when they got the first pictures back from the far side, by their circumlunar probe, Lunik 3, they said they'd send them through to me, and they actually came through on my screen when I was on the air doing the Sky at Night program. I remember the voice of the producer in my ears, first pictures from the moon's far side, coming over in 10 seconds, scrap what we planned, do it off the cuff, good luck. And up came the first picture.
And I remember you crying. How did you feel?
I didn't actually cry.
I sure did.
I can't get what I said, because the BBC have lost all the tapes. But I had a bit of luck. But on that picture, the other side of the moon, there are a tiny bit of the side we can see, and there was one feature I recognised, the Mare Crisium or Sea of Crises. And given my bearings, I was able to give a commentary.
How long will you continue to do it, do you think?
It depends. Depends on how long I feel I can, how long people want me to, how long the BBC wants me to, and I say, as far as I feel I'm equal to it. The first bad programme I do that's my fault will also be my last, but I hope it hasn't happened yet.
Yes. Finally, how do you feel about the news that's come out this week of the new planet that looks very much like Earth?
Interesting. I'm not in the least surprised. 100,000 million stars in our galaxy. Many of these have planets. There must be millions of planets like this. We haven't so far found them, but this is interesting. It's fairly near, a mere 20 light years. But remember, if we sent a signal to it, it wouldn't get there for 20 years.
Well, congratulations again. I think it's absolutely wonderful.
Thank you so much.
And enjoy the rest of the parties.
Thank you very much indeed. Nice to talk to you. That was a live broadcast to Australia.
They don't make them like that anymore, do they? He's now Sir Patrick. Patrick Moore, aged 84, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Sky at Night this week.
1957 seems a long time ago. Over the past 50 years, all of us in the Sky at Night have done our best to bring the sky to everybody. I hope we succeeded, and we'll go on doing that as long as we can. But what's going to happen during the next 50 years? Frankly, we just don't know. Good night.